Do you struggle with worry and anxiety? You are not alone. Anxiety is arguably the number one mental health issue today, even for Christians. As a former anxiety sufferer and a neurocoach that's worked with hundreds of women, I've learned that we need practical mindset tools based on both brain science and God's word to get His calming truth into our thoughts. And that's why I host my free anxiety workshop, 3 Steps to Freedom from Anxiety based on brain science and the Bible. And you are invited to join me. Go to vibrantchristianliving.com/anxiety to sign up now for this free workshop. I've given myself permission to stop expecting nirvana in my life. I stopped getting mad that the hard things were happening. Hi, I'm Alicia Michelle, Bible teacher and certified neurocoach who loves helping Christian women learn how to renew their minds using brain science and biblical truth. If you struggle with anxiety, perfectionism, worry, feeling like you're never enough, you are in the right place. I've been there and I understand how frustrating it is to know God's truth but not feel it in your heart. I created the Christian Mindset Coach podcast to teach you practical brain and biblically based mindset tools to help you step out of overwhelm and step into the confidence, the joy, the peace, and the closer walk with God that comes from a renewed mind focused on God's life-giving promises. Grab a cozy spot and let's get started. Everyone, welcome to today's episode of the Christian Mindset Coach. I am so glad to be joining you today, and I love that we get to talk about these really important topics every week on how to renew our mind from a biblical perspective and the brain science that's behind it. Last week, we started talking about stress and started talking about what does it mean to be able to use our mind in order to reduce stress and feel more peace? How can we use our own mind to be able to create a different outcome of more peace and calm in our life? And I know that part of that conversation needs to include today's conversation, which is what we're going through when we're going through stressful times. We are enduring a battle. This is a spiritual battle that we're going through. And everything that we're encountering needs to have a spiritual overtone to it in terms of that stress, because what we're facing really is a result of the spiritual battle that's going on. Now, not everything that happens to us is a spiritual battle or demons attacking us or things like that. I'm not saying that, but I am saying that we do have seasons where when we step out and we try something new, especially, we can endure attacks from the enemy, and we can walk through some very challenging things that we weren't expecting. And so how do we keep ourselves strong during that? So I want to share 7 different ways that I have found to keep myself strong during a spiritual battle. And I'm going to be sharing those from the perspective of someone who has gone through a lot in the last 5 years, as many of you have. As a society, we've collectively gone through a lot. But individually, our family has gone through a lot of things. And so these are the things that I have used to keep me strong during these times of spiritual battles. So before we get to that, I wanted to share another encouraging rating and review that was submitted to us. I am so grateful again when you share these ratings and reviews, because it encourages me to keep making these podcasts and let me know that what I'm talking about is in fact resonating with you and helpful. And it also tells the podcast players that this is a podcast that people are listening to and they're really recognizing the value in. And so the algorithms show that podcast more. So if you have gotten any benefit out of the podcast, it would be a huge blessing to me if you could take 2 seconds, go into your podcast player, scroll down to the bottom and do a rating and review. Literally, it takes a few seconds, and that would mean the world to me. So here is one that I wanted to share with you. It is from Tidala. She says, I needed this podcast. Through this season of life, I needed to get closer to God's word, to trust that despite my struggles, He is here and I can lean on Him. This podcast is everything, almost like God made me stumble upon it. Thank you so much. Awesome. I am so honored that God would use the resources that we talk about and the topics that we talk about to encourage you, to let you know that God is still present. Like, that is huge to me. So thank you for sharing that. I'm so grateful that what we're talking about is a blessing to you. And that again, that God is using it to allow you to grow closer to Him through it. All right. Well, let's talk about what it means to walk through a spiritual battle. And I wanted to share with you a couple of things that we have experienced over the last few years in our home. I was thinking about just even in the last 5 years. Many of you know about the health crisis that I went through. It was about 4.5 years ago at the time of this recording. I can link to that in the show notes to let you know more about that. But it was a time when I very unexpectedly had a huge medical crisis that nearly took my life. And that was about 4.5 years ago. We have gone through 2 extended times of unemployment with my husband's job. Well, the first time was for 18 months and the second time just finished up as a result of COVID. And that was a 15-month layoff. And again, both of those were part of corporate downsizing as a fallback or result of what was happening with COVID. And so neither of them were caused by anything we had done. But we obviously went through some extreme times of learning to trust God and to lean on Him through that battle. And that battle really was won, I believe, through our minds, because it was so tempting and easy. It would have been easy for us to just turn to despair and sadness. We lost my mother-in-law, my husband's mom, last fall to COVID. And that was very unexpected. My father-in-law was also very sick. They were both in the hospital for a month and they live out of state. So that was definitely a shock to have 2 people who are relatively healthy come down with COVID and for one of them to go home to Jesus. So that was a big situation that's happened. We've had car accidents that have happened with one of our young drivers in our home who it was one of those things where God spared his life, that he would have gone, literally there was a ravine on the other side of where he crashed his car and he ended up crashing into a large rock. And that was what stopped his car from going over. And it was one of those things where the airbags deployed. He just kind of came to a stop. He walked away with a bruise on his arm and it could have been so much worse. We had other scary situations with some mental issues that our teens have been walking through and just figuring out, and friend drama, and even with our own adult friends, issues and drama. You know, it's just life. I'm sure you have a list of things that you've gone through, but I'm sharing my list in the last 5 years just so that you know that I am very well aware of what it's like to not have a perfect life, that there is no perfect life. And in fact, some of the things that I have learned after walking through these times of these intense spiritual battles is that it's not about me, that often there are things that I can be doing that are right and I'm following God. I'm never going to follow Him perfectly because we're still sinners in this world, but that these spiritual battles that we go through, they're part of living in a fallen world. And it's part, we just kind of get caught up in this warfare sometimes. And it's especially seems to happen when we're moving into a new territory or we're stepping out for God or we're being challenged, we're a threat. And so that means that we can tend to be more of a target. And that's not something to be afraid of. That just means that we can be targeted when we step out and do big things for God or we push back on something that is not right, because the enemy doesn't like that. But that doesn't mean that we have to be fearful about following God or doing what He wants us to do, because at the end of the day, God is still in charge no matter what. He owns every situation. He is in charge of every situation. And even the enemy has to come to Him to get permission, as we see in the book of Job. He has to come to God to get permission to allow things in our life. So while God doesn't cause the pain, He can sometimes allow things to happen or allow us to sit in them longer than we would like in order to accomplish His purpose, whether that is to refine things in our character, whether that's to allow our testimony to shine to somebody else through that season. But we need to just accept. I mean, what's been helpful for me is to accept and lean into God and to not see Him as the enemy in this, but to understand and go deeper and deeper in and allow His love to help us to get through. And I think the last thing that's been helpful for me too is that I've given myself permission to stop expecting nirvana in my life. I think for a long time, I had this idea, first of all, the idea was that everything was going to work out perfectly. And I was surprised when it didn't. Like, why is this happening? I did this and this and this. And that's just not reality. That's just not what it means. I mean, we can do all the right things, and A plus B doesn't always have to equal C in this world, unfortunately. So we don't need to be surprised when these hard things happen in life. It doesn't mean that we don't feel mad about them, and we should be able to express what we're feeling, because we do. It's normal to feel those things. But what helped me was I stopped getting mad that they're happening, because I would just get so mad, like, why? And it's like, God's like, it's just the way life is. And that's not to depress you, but just to give you the reality of stop looking and expecting, like, when we get through this, then life will be perfect, because it won't. As you know, there's going to be the next thing. So instead of saying, I just got to make it through this and then it'll be okay, I really believe that God allows us to go through these circumstances so that we can be strengthened to continue to endure in this life, period. Does that make sense? So let's talk about that. How can we stay strong during these spiritual battles? I came up with 7 different ways that I have leaned on to stay strong, to keep up my energy, to keep up my stamina, to keep up my mental attitude through this. And so the first one is a critical one, and that is to put on your armor. So Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 17, I'm going to read this scripture. It's probably a familiar one to you. And we're just going to pull out 2 parts of these and apply them to what that means in terms of staying strong in a spiritual battle from a mental perspective. So it says, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. A lot packed into these verses, friend, but we're just going to talk about 2 aspects, okay? First, let's talk about the belt of truth. The belt of truth is in verse 14, stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. So the belt of truth is, if you think about this picture that's being created here of a warrior going into battle, a Roman soldier's garment was held together by his belt. He had this long piece of cloth, and the belt is what cinched it in, what gave it shape. And I love thinking about how who we are is held together by God's truth. Remembering who you are, his daughter, and who is in charge, who's God. That is what holds us together. We need to remember those promises of God. We need to focus on them. That needs to be what holds us together in these times. And then the shield of faith. That's the other thing I wanted to emphasize here. There's this huge shield that a Roman soldier would have that they would hide under, almost like a shell, like a turtle shell. A huge shield to hide under when the attack would come. So this is that shield of faith that we have when we're walking through these spiritual battles. We don't know the answer. We don't know when it's going to end. We don't know how it's going to end. The thing is that we can stay protected mentally under that shield. All we need to know is who is protecting us. And we need to be able to grab that shield to protect us. We don't have to have the answers to stay strong in the battle. We just need to know that God has the answers, and that is enough. So first step is to put on your armor, to do what you need to do in your day, in your life, to notice when you are beginning to believe things that are not truth. And that's that belt, whatever you're believing is going to affect how you show up. So if that belt of truth, which should be there, is now a belt of half truths, that's definitely something that we need to begin to look at and address. And the shield of faith. Am I standing out there just kind of letting everything happen and knowing that sometimes in some of the roughest times of battle, especially, we need to go under that shield, under the wings of God, as it says in the Psalms. We need to be
just protected in his cave, in his special place, however you want to think of it, until that storm passes. So that's the first thing. The second thing is to cultivate an attitude of praise and a lens of gratitude. Now, we talk about this in the Bible studies that I do. We talk about it as recognize. So one of the exercises we do and I teach in the Spiritual Growth Rhythm, which is a Bible study method that I have in the Bible studies that I share and teach, and also we have a Bible study inside the Christian Mindset Makeover, we use that method. And one of the steps in the Spiritual Growth Rhythm is recognize. So when we recognize, it's literally every day asking ourselves to name three things, three ways that in the last 24 to 48 hours, we have seen the presence of God show up. And this just trains our mind and our eyes to be able to see God's presence. And it goes in line with Philippians 4:8. Fix your thoughts on what's true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. So choosing to let that be forefront, deciding to see where God is at work, where he is fighting. Because if we believe that he's in control, then it makes sense that we know that he is there. So looking for that, actively looking for that. Number three, another way to stay strong during a spiritual battle, surrender what's not yours to control. I am not going to go into detail about this right now because we're going to be covering this in an upcoming episode. But just to know that we're going to go more deeper than just saying, well, what can you control? What can you not control? We're going to dissect that down in a more practical way. I'm going to give you some really, really powerful tools, again, taken from the Christian Mindset Makeover, that I think is going to really, really help you. So we'll talk about that in a future episode. So just to say it here, that surrendering what's not yours to control is part of that process, but we will dig into that deeper. Are you stuck in anxious thought patterns even though you know God tells you not to worry? Is your mind consumed by what ifs? It's like you want God's peace, but you don't know what to do with all these anxious, fearful thoughts. Well, I totally understand. I struggled with anxiety most of my life, even as a Christian. And it wasn't until I became a neurocoach and learned the brain science behind anxious thoughts that I finally was able to find freedom from those fearful, what-if thoughts that had left me an emotional mess. Listen, it's not enough to intellectually know God's promises that he'll calm our fears. We need practical, brain and biblically based mindset tools to understand how to access God's life-giving peace when anxiety strikes. We need the tools to get the truth into our thoughts. You're invited to join me for a free anxiety workshop where I'll give you the first steps to conquering anxiety. You have the power to manage your anxiety with grace and truth, and I want to help you get started on this journey. Sign up now for this free anxiety workshop at vibrantchristianliving.com/anxiety. Look, there's always going to be a reason to be fearful and anxious. Jesus said so himself. Let me teach you the mindset life skills that every Christian woman needs to take charge of her thoughts and effectively manage anxious thoughts when they strike. Sign up now for this free anxiety workshop at vibrantchristianliving.com/anxiety. Number four, get plenty of physical rest through sleep. It is amazing, you and I both know this, how different life looks when we can get some sleep, right? Which is why those early mothering years are so torturous, because we just need sleep. Oh, but when we get sleep, our physical body is restored, our muscles are restored, but there's something really interesting that happens in our brain. During our sleep, that is when our brain begins to organize and take all the information and stimuli and data that's been absorbed throughout the day. And it begins to sort it and analyze it and figure out, okay, well, what do we do with this? Do we sort this? Do we just ditch this? Like, how can this connect to this? It begins to connect all the dots, which is why sometimes that ends up in our dreams, which is kind of fun, which is also why sometimes, like it was what had happened to me recently, when you wake up at like 3 a.m. and you find yourself arguing with somebody, or you find yourself trying to work out a problem. It's like literally your brain is sorting all that data and figuring it out. Now, when we sleep, our brain is also clearing out toxins that have built up throughout the day, that at the end of the day, this is why our brain can feel like that fog, or it can feel tired. When we get the sleep, it clears away those toxins and allows our neurons to fire correctly again. So it's so, so amazing when we learn about, even from a brain perspective, how sleep impacts everything. And I just know that recently, again, some of our some of our children have been walking through just some emotional challenges. And part of that was not being helped by the fact that they couldn't sleep. And so it was like, my biggest prayer request for a long time was just, Lord, help these kids sleep. Because I knew that if they could get the sleep, they could have a fresh brain to be able to look at some of the things they were working through. So getting plenty of physical rest through sleep is huge. And also, I love that God made us to have limits. And sleep reminds us that he helps us honor those limits. Psalm 127 verse 2 says, it is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat, for God gives rest to his loved ones. Rest is one of those things that is there waiting for us. And sometimes we run from it and we don't go to it. But God is offering it, saying, stop running, chasing, doing, stop, and let's get you the rest that you need. And I love Psalm 3:5 says, I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. It's that trust in saying, God, I'm giving you my body, my mind. You are the one that sustains me. And the sleep that you give gives me the energy to keep going. And of course, there's tons of verses on Sabbath and rest. So yes, getting rest through sleep is huge. Okay, number 5, create space for emotional, creative, sensory, and mental rest. This was something we covered in a previous episode with Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith, and she talked about the 7 ways to get rest. It's 7 ways to having sacred rest in our body. And she'd shared this thing that sometimes, especially when we're going through a time of stress or tension, or we're battling, we can just say, well, I'm tired. And being tired isn't helpful to identify it as that. We want to identify, are you physically tired? Are you intellectually drained? Do you need to have no more stimulus in the rest of your day? Is there just too much noise? Do you need to be able to go out and express yourself more? Do you need creative rest? What is it that you need? And being able to figure that out and then actively building that into your life, knowing that what I'm going through now is depleting me in a greater way than maybe in a normal season. And so I have to build in those things and to see how they affect me. So it might be that your saving grace is just to go sit outside in the stillness for 10 minutes right after you get home from work or after you pick up the kids and before you start dinner. Like, just that stillness might be your saving grace. Or it might be that you pick up an old hobby. For me, in the last few months, I have picked up ceramics and doing pottery. I did watercolors for a while there just as a way to be like, I'm not creating, you know, the next Picasso piece here, but I'm just spending time saying, I wonder what happens if I put this color here and I try to draw this, or I meld this color with that color, and just expressing and letting it be just this experiment of play. That can be so, so filling and healing during these seasons. And that goes on, honestly, to the next point, which is number 6, which is to notice and pay attention to what you need and honor your capacity. When we are dealing with difficult things, it will drain our energy reserves. I mean, that seems obvious, but we so often just think, well, I'm just going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep doing that. Keep doing this. One of the best pieces of advice that I got from my coach during one of the roughest seasons in this last year was, she said, in terms of, this was related to parenting, she was saying, you know, your kids are going through a lot and they're experiencing a lot. And one of the best things you can do is to be this secure foundation for them as they're going through these things. And in order to be that foundation that is love and care and all the things, compassion that you need to be, you really need to show up for yourself. You really need to be filling yourself up, because when you are filled up, then you can offer that to them. And so it gave me an understanding that my capacity was being drained in a different way. And I needed to say no to some of those things that I had been doing, because these other things were draining in me, and my capacity is limited, right? Your capacity is limited. And then I had to say yes to some things that felt energizing and that filled me up, so that I could show up to be what I needed to be in this season. And so I want to give you permission today to say, it's okay to say no to those things that feel draining. Okay. And it's okay to say yes to those things that feel energizing. You have to prioritize self-care in this. If you don't, you may get through, but those battle scars are going to be a lot more evident. And we want you to get through with strength. We want you to be triumphant. We want you to experience the full life, even in the midst of that. Jesus says in John 10:10 that I came to give you life and life to the fullest. We understand that problems are going to continually exist in our life. And so if God came to give us life and life to the fullest, then that means that that life happens even in the midst of the difficult circumstances. So we can have that, but we have to cling to Him. We have to get filled up emotionally, intellectually, physically, with social rest, all the things. So I encourage you to really think about that and to think, what is my capacity? And what do I need to say no to that drains my capacity even more? And what do I need to say yes to feel energizing? You do not need anyone's permission to do those things. You don't need permission to do that. Okay. Number 7, staying honest before God with your feelings, being real with the reality of the pain that may be truly what you're experiencing, whether that is grief from losing a loved one, whether that's confusion about, I thought this was going to work out like this, why didn't it? Disappointment. Whether that's just frustration of people not changing and not doing what you expected them to do, or situations not working out. I mean, when we were going through that time of unemployment, it was like, I don't understand why, when we did this, this isn't working. Why are these, you know, all these things, why is this not working? Being real about God, with God about that, and being honest about the pain that you're in and letting Him work through that. Now, we're going to talk more about that again in future episodes, so I don't want to go too deep into it, but just to say, being honest before God with our feelings is critical because He's our partner in this. God wants to walk through these things with us. And so we can invite Him into that. We can include Him into that. And overall, I want you to consider what might be these deeper issues that are making it harder, perhaps, to endure the spiritual battle, because it's hard enough to go through life and have all these things happening and all the stress that we face. But it's doubly hard when we're dealing with our own demons on the inside, so to speak, the false beliefs that we have ingrained in our heart, the things that we believed as a result of our experiences about how we need to act in order to be loved, the ways that we think we need to feel worthy, and why we are stuck in these patterns of needing to achieve and needing to hustle and perform and all these things. Why are we stuck in those patterns? We can cognitively say, well, I know why I shouldn't do it, but we don't understand why we can't get out of them. And that when we can find freedom in those areas, our lives can become so much simpler. It becomes so much simpler. And the problems, these spiritual battles that come up, become 1,000 times more manageable. So that's why I encourage you on this podcast to look into something like the Christian Mindset Makeover. We address the deeper issues here. We talk about what's going on. We help you get to the root of that. And then we don't just talk about it and say, oh, I'm so sorry for you. No, we literally give you a new script in your head, a new soundtrack. We use brain science to input that new soundtrack in your head. And then it is incredible how much freedom and peace comes, because we're operating from a completely different soundtrack. Life is different when you have things different in your head. You can process things the way God intended you to process them. You can truly partner with God on these issues. It doesn't have to be just you battling yourself and battling all the stuff in the world. So I want you to have that freedom. I want you to know what it's like to be able to be in harmony with the promises of God, to let that be what's running the show in your head. And so highly encourage you to check out the Christian Mindset Makeover. It is a 9-part curriculum course that is based on the coaching that I have done for almost 4 years now around these topics. And it has been my way of being able to help more women for a lot less money than just one-on-one coaching. And yet you have all this information, because again, we saw these patterns happening over and over, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, let's streamline this. But you also have the live interaction with me twice a month on the Zoom calls, on the Facebook group, ongoing, and in emails. We go back and forth and create this brain priming together. We give you the tools together and you can interact with me live and go at your own pace through this material. So check it out. I encourage you to learn more about it, christianmindsetmakeover.com, and would love to have you find the freedom that would help you as you're going through this spiritual battle. Have a wonderful rest of your day, friend. I look forward to continuing these conversations with you next week, and I will see you then. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining me today. Please go to christianmindsetcoachpodcast.com and click on podcast in the menu to get the full show notes and more information on the resources that we talked about. And don't forget to subscribe and to leave a 5-star rating and review on your favorite podcast player. Thanks so much in advance. I'll see you back here for the next episode.